In the Psalms, we read a verse that contains two instances of worthless, useless, wasteful activities in which humans may be engaged. The Bible declares, "Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain." The first vain, wasteful activity is to build a house without the active involvement of God. You may have skilled builders, outstanding tools, and all the boards, bricks, drywall, shingles, and everything else you need, but somehow God's blessings are not on your labors, and the Bible sums up your efforts with the two-word phrase, in vain. The second scenario involves a watchman guarding a city. We rarely see watchmen protecting our cities, towns, or properties in the U.S. these days. We have deadbolt locks to keep intruders out of our houses, and we have high-tech security alarm systems that will instantly send a message to the local police the moment one of our doors or windows is opened. But regardless of whether you have a watchman, a security guard, or a multi-$1,000 security alarm system, the Bible indicates that if the Lord is not actively guarding the city or your house or property, all other means are, once again, in vain. Can you imagine walking by a lot where a house is being constructed, which is filled with busy workers, carpenters, bricklayers, and roofers, and you shout out to them, "Excuse me, fellas, you need to know that if God's not in this building project, you're wasting your time, it's all in vain." Well, they'd probably assume you're crazy, or at the least a little fanatical. But the Bible assures us that this is, in fact, the case. Of course, God is not just talking about house building. He's talking about any and every project or endeavor in which humans engaged. He's telling us that He must be actively involved in everything we do, every plan we make, every project, every business, every relationship, every new season, every effort that we make, every ministry, every undertaking that make up our lives from start to finish. If He's not actively involved, we are a failure, regardless of how impressed we and our friends may be with our apparent success. Some may find this concept easily contradicted. They might point out that there are many atheists and entirely secular men and women who never pray, never go to church, and can go from birth to death without ever touching a Bible, and yet they've created highly successful businesses or risen to great places of power, fame, influence, and status in society. They seem to be building their house without God and doing very well at it. Of course, the answer to that mystery is pretty simple. God does not see as men and women see. Those who appear to be great successes, those who seem as though they have accomplished much, those who are admired and respected by millions, if they do not have God in their lives, they are, in the estimation of their Creator, accomplishing nothing. Jesus said, "Without me, you can do nothing." These people are building their houses and careers and bank accounts in vain. Give them a few years or a few decades, and all their wealth will be scattered, and there'll be a whole new batch of billionaires and celebrities and politicians that people will be raving about. Since it is true that without God's involvement, our houses and projects and businesses and careers are in vain, this question becomes vital. How do we get God involved? If we need God to build the house and we need God so that the watchman does not waste his time or our deadbolt locks and expensive security systems don't prove worthless, then by what means can we be certain that God is very much involved in our lives? The answer is incredibly simple. We ask and invite God to bless the work of our hands and our every endeavor. And this is called prayer. This means we pray about things. We pray about our career. We pray about our relationships. We ask God's blessings on every major new project and endeavor. And we let Him know that we know that without His blessings, all our hard work and our most diligent plans will be fruitless. God loves to be invited into our activities. He moves and acts and directs and opens doors when He is invited to do so. Jesus demonstrated this pattern perfectly. After speaking to the people of the village of the Samaritan woman whom He met at the well, They beseeched him to stay with them for a while. And what does the Bible tell us? It says, "So when the Samaritans had come to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days." But in another place, after Jesus had driven demons out of the man called Legion and sent them into the pigs, the people of that community were so freaked out, the Bible says they began to plead with him to depart from their region. And what did Jesus do? He got into a boat and left. The lesson is this: God comes and works where he is invited and made welcome, and he leaves and withholds his presence, power, and grace when people have no use for him. This does not mean that every atheist, agnostic, and Christ rejecter will fail at everything they do. God makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, so earthly success is very much possible for people who have no interest in God. But apart from God's grace, all our works, all our efforts, all our popularity and fame and money and prestige will be ultimately in vain. We will not carry them with us when we cross over the boundary from this earthly life to the next life. The ultimate project, the ultimate endeavor, is life itself. We're usually given somewhere between 70 to 90 years to invite God into our lives, which specifically means to trust Jesus and receive him as our Lord and Savior, that we might be born again. And just as a house built without God's involvement is in vain, so a man or woman's life lived without Jesus Christ is equally in vain. All our laughter and tears and work and sweat and plans and projects and careers and relationships are meaningless without Jesus. He tells us, "For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul?" In the end, there's nothing wrong with building houses or starting businesses or putting security systems in your house. Just make sure that with all that you do and in everything you do, you invite Jesus to be Lord of it all. And that, my friends, is a life that is not in vain.